Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with our exit interview for week number 3 of Big Brother 23. And of course, we're back here with Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to hear from Brent. He is a highly intelligent individual, and I really can't wait to get his take on the game.
Yeah, so of course, Brent was evicted by a vote of, what was it, 11-0?
11-0, yeah.
11-0, and of course, was almost a big blindside, of course, that Brent was sniffed it out at the last second, and of course, was evicted Thursday, and we had a great recap about all of that with myself, Taryn, Kirsten McInnes, and Matt Scott. If you missed any of that, be sure to check that out in our podcast feed, and then later on today, Taryn and I will be live for the BBQ&A with the patrons of Robin's Podcast, taking more questions about Christian's HOH week. So we are very excited for what should be a jam-packed week number 4 of Big Brother. But Taryn, it looks like we have Brent on the line. So let's go ahead and patch him in. Hey, Brent, what's going on? This is Rob and Taryn from Rob Has a Podcast. Saw how everything went down. I know it was a long 3 weeks. Are you just like mentally cooked after all this?
I wouldn't say mentally cooked. I had suspicions and reasons to believe that it could turn out this way. That's why, you know, I wasn't really too shocked, especially how things unfolded in the very beginning of the game. It just got so messy so quick. And unfortunately, my back was against the wall with Frenchie and trying to take the target off my back and working with him. But he just kept going after every single person. So my association with Frenchie kind of made my whole strategy going in. I had to do what I could to, I was on defense mode majority of the time. I couldn't really go in the way I wanted to. And, you know, it is what it is. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. You gotta be, you gotta stay adaptable and you gotta be able to try to work with what you got. And unfortunately, I was blindsided by a unanimous decision. Even my team got rid of me. So,
yeah. When did you start to realize that you may not have the votes this week?
So I'm big with body language and I'm big with how people's mannerisms change and proximity and all those things that you just analyze. People, their subconscious gives away a lot about what they're feeling, even when they're trying to tell themselves, you know, act a certain way. I was using the excuse, I'm going to stay kind of away because I want people to think that I'm moping around and, you know, feeling sorry for myself because I'm on the block. Because I was trying to build something that could potentially make me go far in the game and bring whoever I wanted to far in the game as well. But while I was doing that, at the same time, I was observing. I was looking at everyone and how they're acting and where they're going and people whispering. And I can read lips really well. And so when people are having conversations across the room, guess who's the third party in that conversation? You know what I mean? It's more or less it's this guy, you know? So it's more or less, just going off of that. That's why I was like, you know what? I kept making a couple of jokes actually that I was like, oh, you know, I'll be able to Christian. I was like, I'll be able to go see your dog, you know, once I leave. And you know, I was saying a few things like that, that was just a test, you know, how they would react. Yeah. And Christian slipped in the bathroom saying that the girls sent 3 guys home the first 3 weeks. That's why they think they're smarter than us and everything. It was just funny how everything slipped out.
How did you learn to read lips so well?
So I was actually, when I was younger, I was deaf. I had tumors with my eardrums when I was younger and I had surgery to remove them and stuff, but I was not able to really, you know, take everything in. And I was more or less learning by looking at the lips. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something that kind of worked in my favor a little bit.
Brent, what part of the eviction night ended up being the biggest surprise for you?
Definitely my team evicting me.
Yeah.
Because I just feel as though the team aspect, if I win in a competitive competition, they get, you know, immunity as well. And I could see Christian here. I mean, I just heard that he won HOH. So it's like he won HOH, he won a veto, he won a wild card. I don't know how people can't see that the one person you probably should have tried to take a stab at or try to protect yourselves against is the person winning everything and then still being able to sneak by. I am a competitive threat. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to just display it. But everyone, you know, had a reason to come after me since the beginning. And I was ironically the one that didn't really prove much at all, you know? So it's interesting.
What were your feelings on Hannah's goodbye message?
I knew there was something up because she was acting a lot differently towards the last couple of days.
Erratic. And,
something was off and our communication kind of like fell off a little bit as far as just the team and, especially with Whitney as well. And so with Derek X, and I don't know if they were really taking the whole set space of me just kind of moping around too seriously or literal, but it ended up, my gut was right. So I went with my gut and, I wasn't surprised, but I was surprised because I knew there was more to the team and why they were acting that way. But obviously there was a little bit of reason that I pushed behind it. So kind of have to give and take. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you stayed and you were able to get the HOH or influence the HOH, what were your targets going to be this week?
Oh, Xavier and Christian, without a doubt. Make them separate. They have a good bond. They're on the same team. X and Christian win. And if I put up X and tried to put up a pawn or whatever it may be, especially I have every reason, the narrative was built that way, that I have a reason to go after X after he put me up as a pawn seconds before the nominations. You need to take away that person that he's most likely going to pick if it was house guest choice and or if the luck of the draw Christian goes up there. I'd rather Christian save himself. I'd rather X save himself, but not be able to save both of themselves. I felt like that would have been a very strong play. No matter what, one of them are going home. And that takes away, you know, a huge part of their game because they're working together. They're close. And apparently no one else can see it but me. So, and now he just won the HOH. So it just, it's karma at its finest.
What do you think is your biggest mistake in the game?
My biggest mistake is looking the way I do. Unfortunately, when I went in, Frenchie said, "Hey, listen, my first target was going to be the guy with the biggest muscles." And I was like, "Well, hopefully you're talking about Travis, because that's not, you know what I mean?" Like, but he said he was going after a meathead. And basically, as soon as I walked into the house, sure enough, the first conversation I had with Frenchie is he said, "Listen, you're my target and your name has come out from other people's mouths." And I mean, not necessarily is that a mistake on my part, but it's just like an unfortunate series of events that because I, you know, work out, that was the reason why he was targeting me, you mm-hmm. know? So it's like, okay, well, and then he apologized for stereotyping me and such. And we, you know, he knows what it's like.
Yeah.
But still, that's a really crappy reason to, you know, be put on some type of decision for the block. It's like, that's the best thing you got. And then he got to know me and he obviously was fond of me and I was fond of him. And then he ended up betraying me. So seems to be the narrative.
When we talked to Frenchie, he said he would have targeted me too. So
yeah,
really?
Another meathead.
Right. Look at that. My man. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah. Wow. Brent, is there anybody in the house that you would perceive as playing the smartest game so far?
Definitely Hannah. I think personally that she's like very, she has a lot of walls up and she's kind of made that known as far as vocally and her mannerisms and everything like that. And she's staying quiet and she's staying reserved and she's staying out of the way and she's staying neutral. And I believe Oz is doing the same exact thing. Like it's just, I guess it's a really strong strategy of just, mm-hmm. staying kind of low key. I mean, let everyone else swing at each other and then come in and sweep up, you know, what's left over. And I think personally, no one would really ever look at Aza or Hannah mm-hmm. for a target anytime soon.
Is that what your gut says?
I mean, yeah, it just everyone else kind of like is very boisterous, very out there, very loud. And, you know, look at me, especially behind the scenes and everything like that. So they're the ones that are usually just sliding away, hanging out by themselves, chilling or staying low key.
Sure.
Actually, Sarah Beth too, actually. But I think they're killing it right now, to be honest. I think they're going to make it very far. Very far. Especially with everyone that's, you know, like Christian just won HOH. Now his whole team is most likely going to be looked at as a target now.
Sure.
Right? You win, your whole everyone associated to you is going to get targeted. Alyssa is going to get targeted. Sarah Beth just by association.
Yeah.
Xavier. Derek X wins vetoes. So, I mean, yeah.
It's everybody.
It's a lot of loud noise, and the people that are being the quietest, I think, are really going to flourish, truly.
How do you feel about Derek now, you know, after week one and now, like, what are your thoughts?
So this is the thing. Derek, you're talking about Derek X.
Derek X. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Derek X, one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. And I understand his gameplay, and he's made it very well known that, you know, he doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like going, you know, a separate way than the rest of the people and the group. And I respect that. He's honest about it. He knows that. He's not trying to hide that. And the best thing for him to do is not be loyal to me. If the rest of the house is against me, might as well join them, because you don't want to be the one person that's fighting for the anomaly. It's just makes no sense. It's going to be like, okay, well, now we can't trust you because your loyalty is to this person and we're all against him. But at the same time, he's betrayed me once and admitted it to my face. So, you know, shame on him. Betraying me twice, I guess it's on me, but I'm not really shocked. I really had no choice as far as the last ditch effort of trying to make the mafia work.
Yeah.
Because the radicals were already betraying me. So.
Okay. Well, Brent, I know you have a lot of press that you have to do. So we're going to have to just say ciao for now. But so nice to talk to you, and all the best outside of the show. Okay.
Appreciate you. Thank you guys for taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Brent. All right, Taryn, there you have it. Brent Champagne. He wouldn't mess with you. Frenchie would have put you on the block, but Brent wouldn't have messed with you.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You got something. I'm one for two.
Yeah. So that Brent's biggest mistake was that he was too
looks the way he does. He shouldn't
too big.
He basically, I mean, I think that I mean, it makes sense, right? He just needed to have worked out less you know, prior to coming on. I think that would have made a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. There you have it. Brent Champagne. So that's your week three exit interview. Of course, if you missed it this morning, check out the Big Brother live feed update with Taryn and Puya Zambakili. Of course, you could hear that every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And then we'll be live for the BB Q&A. And then, of course, Saturday live feed update. And then Sunday night, we'll be back after the episode.
There it is.
All right. By the way, if you are looking for the video version of these are also available up on our YouTube channel, where you can check out our video with just three meatheads talking shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you know, Rob works out. I work out.
Yeah. I'll tell you, not as much as I would be liking to right now that this. Well,
Rob, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good time. I'd target you right out of this podcast.
Yeah, between you know, this East Coast schedule has got me, Taryn. I gotta get back on the West Coast with you.
You gotta make it happen.
Gotta make it happen. All right, Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Of course, live feed updates, episode recaps, Q&A podcasts. I stream on Twitch during every episode, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I watch with you guys and react to it, and we talk during the commercials. It's a fun time. You should come join me. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn.
That when do you eat? Do you eat before you Twitch, or you do it after everything's over?
Well, I've been trying to eat before,
yeah.
But today I experimented with I'm going to eat after.
Yeah.
So I'm very hungry right now.
Yeah. That's the trickiest thing with the West Coast podcast. Do you eat before or after? It's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's inside baseball. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.